dictation for Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, Van Berskirk, V as in Victor, A-N, B as in Boy, U.S., K-I-R-K, January 1456. Address as a letter, Dr. Vashista, 817-4301. Dear Dr. Vashista, follow-up for Kathy, renal transplant, last visit in November, no recurrence of urinary tract infection, sepsis of pyelonephritis. She fell in February, ice condition, trauma and fracture on the right elbow, no surgery done. Follows with Dr. Cox, COX, was taking Norco, no anti-inflammatory agents. Good transplant functioning, denies upper lower gastrointestinal symptoms, no urinary tract infection, cloudiness or blood, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Medication list review. Recently high Tacro, dose decreased from 5 milligrams, split doses to 4 milligrams daily. Remains on Myfortic, MYFORTIC. Anticoagulation for AFib on Eliquis. They are talking about battery replacement sometime this year for pacemaker. The diuretics is every other day. Present blood pressure 124/71. Lungs are clear. Pacemaker rhythm. No pericardial wrap. No kidney transplant tenderness. No ascites. No edema. Non-focal. It still shows bruises from the recent fracture on the right arm. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from February, anemia around 11.7. Normal kidney function, 0.94. Normal sodium potassium acid base. Normal calcium albumin. Minor increase of AST, otherwise liver function test normal. Urine, no blood, no protein, no infection. A1C at 5.9. Phosphorus not elevated. No protein in the urine. Tacro was high at 8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Renal transplant, March 2021, underlying diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, kidney function normal, stable, high-risk medication immunosuppressants, recently high level of Tacro, dose adjusted, anemia has not required EPO treatment, no recurrence of pyelonephritis or sepsis. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled, no activity in the urine, underlying atrial fibrillation, pacemaker, anticoagulated. Presently no amiodarone on the antiarrhythmics. All issues discussed, end of dictation,